Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you for being the God that you are. Now Holy Ghost, I ask that you will have thine own way. Lord, we decrease in order that you may increase within us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being a good God. We thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God. And Lord, we are coming before you with the spirit of expectation, God, ready to receive your word. And we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to Psalm 55 and the 22nd verse? That is the division of Psalm 55 and 22. And I will be reading from the NIV. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is let go of control. Let go of control. One of the best things I've learned is to trust God's timing and his ways. What God promised will come to pass for sure, but it may not happen the way you think it happened. It may not be when you had planned it to be, but if you're trying to control the outcome and the time frame, you are going to live worried. You are going to doubt. You're going to be thinking, when will it happen? People of God, you have to release control. You have to let go of having to have it happen your way. You got to let the Lord lead and guide you. You have to trust God's timing. God has already told us his ways are not our ways. He said it in his word. God already has what's upsetting you figured out. He knows the end from the beginning. But here's the key. He doesn't give you the details. If you knew how everything was going to work out, it wouldn't take faith to believe him. If he told you 3 months from now, a big door is going to open, it may look as though you're going backwards, but there's a shortcut that's going to put you ahead. You will relax and say, okay, it's all going to work out. Why don't you do that now? Relax in the promises of God. God has it all planned out. He's doing the things behind the scenes, things that you can't see. They are coming. The breakthrough you are expecting God to give you is coming. The healing, the favor, and the right people are already on your schedule. If you release control of what is troubling you, I promise you can enjoy your life while you're waiting for things to change. So what's upsetting you? What's got you all bent out of shape? What's keeping you awake at night? What has you distracted to the point that you don't believe God now? God is saying to you on this morning, release it to me. Release everything that is bothering you to him. He says he is in control. He says he is ordering your steps. And he's working behind the scenes. It may not be good yet, but he is going to turn it for your good. My God. People of God, once you believe, you don't have to figure everything out. It's going to come. If you don't see anything changing, you'll be tempted to worry. But stay at rest. When you're at rest, you are showing God that you trust him. When you are at rest, you are showing God that you believe him. When you are at rest, you are telling God, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Maybe you are believing for your health to improve, but the medical report is not getting any better. You thought it would have happened by now. You could be worried and complaining, but instead, you're thanking God. You are declaring his promises. You are being your best each day. When you're at rest, you're in faith. That's what allows God to work. Faith moves God. But if you're upset over what's not changing, and you are worried about your finances, and you can't sleep because your child is acting out, that's a sign that you stop believing. You need to enter into a place of rest. Come back to a place of peace. You can't trust God and be worried at the same time. When you're at rest, people of God, you know that God is in control. When you're at rest, people of God, you know that God is going to move on your behalf. When you are at rest, that's when you are gaining the strength. That's when you are being restored. That's when you are being rejuvenated. And that's when you are actually hearing from God. when you are at rest. You see, you know that all things are going to work for your good. And you know that what he started, he's going to finish. So when you're at rest, you are not stressed out, and you feel restored and revitalized. So let's reflect on some things. What are you waiting on for God to do in your life? Just think about it. What are you waiting for God to do in your life? And how does the principle of letting go of control help you in the waiting? Are you carrying some burdens on your heart today? Give them to God as you write them down. And in faith, let his peace and protection surround you. So on today, let's make some declarations. I want you to repeat after me. Today, I declare that I am releasing control of my life to God. I'm trusting his timing, trusting his ways, and trusting that what he started, he is going to finish. I declare that I will enter into a place of peace and rest, knowing that God will sustain me in every storm, and that even now, he is shifting the winds to move me forward. I declare that the fullness of my destiny is coming, and it won't be 1 second late. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I trust you in our divine timing and plan. Even when our path seems winding and unclear, Father God, we know you're steering our lives with purpose. As we face the delays and the detours, let us remember that these are not setbacks, but setups for bigger, bigger blessings. And Father God, you have prepared for us many doors to be opened. So when doors seem closed and we can't discern your hand at work, Father God, let us remain hopeful, knowing that you are working behind the scenes and in ways beyond our comprehension. Father God, we embrace where we are now because we believe it is where you want us to be. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the set times of favor, for the set time of healing, and for the set time of turnarounds that you have designated for us. Father God, we realize that if it hasn't happened yet, it's not our time. But Lord God, help us not to fight, but to trust, knowing that our breakthrough is coming right on schedule. Father God, we rejoice in your promises, and we look forward to the day when our bigger, more rewarding blessings unfold in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. So I just want you to remember to let go of control and allow God to have his complete control in your life. Let go, because this is a time for you to rest and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in this season. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953.